It's time to get caught up on our local soccer club, Lane United. As always, learn more online. Go to laneunitedfc.com on Twitter. The handle is at laneunitedfc. Let's welcome back the head coach. Bring in John Gallus. John, how are things going?
Things are well, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
So after that 4-0 blanking of Northwest Christian, you traveled up to British Columbia to take on the TSS football club. It was a big deal for them. I mean, it's their first season here, first home game. Kind of curious, what kind of scene was that up there, and what were your feelings about coming away with the point after a 2-2 draw?
Well, it was a great environment up there. I mean, obviously, I think they're doing a fantastic job, much like we did, 3 years ago, starting something from scratch at the grassroots level and getting a ton of community support is exactly what they're doing. And it was evident in the atmosphere up there. It's such a historic, awesome venue at Swangard Stadium. An amazing backdrop to that stadium. And we went up there, played against a tough team who had, had played two games already against Calgary. And unfortunately, I felt we dropped points up there, but it was nice to come away, with at least 1 point. I thought we played well enough to get the 3 points, but we conceded a penalty and then had to claw our way back in and get a point, fairly late in the game. But, overall, I was pleased with our first, PDL performance on the road, in a hostile environment, their first game ever. As a franchise at home, so it was a pretty tough environment for us to go into. But overall, it's great for our league. It's great for our team to get a point on the road so early in the season as well.
So 2 days later, you faced the Highlanders of Victoria. You fell into an early hole before 10 minutes are gone. It's 2-0. I was reading the recap, and you said with no preseason games this time of year, you really can't ease into a match. So what was your opponent able to kind of capitalize that they were able to jump you so fast?
I mean, I think it was maybe a little bit of a hangover, from Friday night. A little bit of an emotional game for us, obviously, getting a point, getting up late, putting in a bit more, energy and emotion into that game, and then coming out a bit flat defensively on Sunday. And, in every aspect of the game, we pretty much dominated except the scoreline, which is obviously the most important. We came out flat. We didn't defend well. Our integrity in defending 1v1 was poor. Our communication was poor, and we dug ourselves into a huge hole, down 3-0 at the half. So we challenged the guys at halftime, and they responded exceptionally well and got one back within about 15, 17 minutes in the second half and gave us a little bit of a lifeline. But unfortunately, we conceded, and again, fairly late to basically give the points away to Victoria 4-1. But, again, another game where we control possession, another game we control shots, another game we control tempo and rhythm, and we didn't come away with points. So that was frustrating from that standpoint. But I will say that, the only thing that was missing was quality in front of goal. Everything else, box to box has been excellent. We've created chances. Now we just need to put them away.
We talk with John Gallus, head coach, Lane United Football Club. I was reading something your assistant, Connor Capoletti, said, which I see frequently not only in soccer but hockey as well. Sometimes players go for the perfect pass, try to be a little too cute, maybe a highlight reel, when sometimes the simple, more basic play is the correct way to go. And as you were trying to come back in that match, was that kind of something you noticed maybe?
Yeah, I mean, we just had to simplify the game a little bit and do what was necessary to just move the ball and make the other team chase more and defend more, and we did that. But I agree. I mean, I agree with 100% with what Connor said, and I agree with the assessment. We sometimes we try to overcomplicate things and get on ESPN on SportsCenter rather than just play a simple pass. And so we've really been working on that as well. We've limited, in training, our touch limit in training, 1 and 2 touches, and trying to find a little quicker tempo and rhythm to the game and just simplifying the game for them. And but then it's up to them to execute, when it matters, on Friday night.
And then last Friday, you returned home to Les Schwab Park. You took on FC Cougars, and it's not a league or division match, a friendly. So kind of fill us in. Who are they? Where do they play? And how much more pleased were you with your team's performance?
FC Cougars plays in the local Liga Unida, which is run out of Springfield. It's a men's league. A very competitive league. It's great. It's, you know, again, a community league, so it's great for us to be able to arrange friendlies against teams like that. One, you know, we didn't have a game scheduled, so it was great to get that Friday night game, another opportunity for us to play in front of our fans, another opportunity for us to look at different combinations on the field, look at different players and different roles, and obviously get guys minutes. And also stay in rhythm. So we played last Friday. We'll play this coming Friday. So it was awesome for us to be able to do that. And again, extremely pleased with the result. Little slow out of the, not out of the gate. We scored within 10 minutes, but then from the 12th, 13th minute to the end of the first half, we were not complacent, just kind of going through the motions because we knew we had some control of the game and we were possessing the ball well and moving it and creating chances. Again, the issue was we weren't finishing. And in the second half, I mean, we basically played two different teams in that game to give everybody equal minutes. And in the second half, we really upped the tempo and were a lot more threatening in front of goal and scored three goals.
You know, I was
have to win out.
No, I'm sorry. I was reading the recap, and it mentioned an influx of new players who arrived last week, and they're all college players. So you have three of them from Clemson, the University of Portland, and Gonzaga. So who are these guys, and how do you expect them to contribute?
Well, we got Brandon Zambrano from University of Portland, who has a ton of PDL experience with FC Tucson, with Seattle Sounders as well. And we've been working on him for about two, three years now to get him here, and it finally paid off. We had Joe Corner, and what a great soccer name, by the way. And
right.
Isaiah Jackson from Gonzaga. And we've had a great relationship with Gonzaga over the years and always get about two or three players from them. And we picked up Chimo Morales from Clemson University, goalkeeper. And Chimo and his brother Jaime spent about 10, 12 years at Villarreal in Spain, where I just returned from. So I know what they bring to the table. I know their pedigree. And they're both going to compete for minutes and challenge the guys. And they lead with such, you know, professionalism and accountability, and they're just fantastic in the locker room as well. But it's nice to have these guys in. It gives us, you know, balance in the across the field. It gives us competition in every roster spot. And it's really going to raise the level of training and make these guys fight for minutes. I'm going to have a tough choice on Friday, you know, with the lineup selection. I get to choose 18 out of 25 healthy bodies right now. So I know I'm going to upset some guys, but that's the nature of the beast. And yep. You know, we've created a great culture here.
So I was on your Twitter feed, at Lane United FC. There was a post yesterday. The third new kit, Save the Bee, I found it really interesting, a little social awareness. So explain to the folks what this is all about and, you know, who are, I guess, your sponsors who are involved.
Well, obviously, Oakshire is heavily involved, Glory Bee as well. This is an opportunity for us to create a third kit, which is very popular in the soccer world as an alternate. But it's, as you mentioned, a little bit of social awareness.
Cool.
Proceeds from all kit sales of the Save the Bee kit, our third kit, will go to Glory Bee for saving the bees and the research to continue to help save the bees. So that's an important component for us. We're proud to do it. You know, my brother Dave Gallus come up with the idea, and I think it's resonating really well within our community. We've had a ton of great feedback about this, and I expect people to support it. And we're proud to be involved.
Yeah, and by the way, for anybody who hasn't, like I said, go to the website, go to the Twitter feed. It's a really cool looking jersey, I'll tell you that much.
Well, Steve, you can buy one and wear one on Friday night when you come to the first game.
Do they have smalls?
And that's an open invitation.
I got you. Let's wrap with this. You mentioned 7:30 Friday against TSS FC. It's a division match. I know it's really early, and you're tied with them them at a point each. What can you tell us about your opponent and what folks could expect to see who turn out on Friday?
Well, you know, as a new franchise, they've done really well, and they've played Calgary three times already. They were up 3-0 early on them in the season, ended up losing, and then turned around 2 days later, lost 2-0, tied us 2-2, and then they just hosted Calgary last week and beat them 2-1. And Calgary went to the national championship last year, so that'll give you some indication of the level, you know, of their play. They're physical, they're competitive. It'll be a really good brand of soccer, and then, you know, we hope we get fan support Friday night because we're going to need it. You know, we love playing in front of these fans, and we have tremendous support in this community. I think it's going to be a great match, and again, these league matches can go either way, and collecting points at home is vital for us in order to make the playoffs this year.
All right, folks, learn more, laneunitedfc.com. Follow on Twitter, @laneunitedfc, 7:30 Friday in Springfield. John, always fun catching up, and best of luck. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, Steve. We'll see you Friday.
All right, take it easy.